105.7 KPMX. My guest is Miranda Miller, and the topic is suicide prevention because it needs to be talked about. So we've talked about cause, we've talked about effect. Well, we haven't really talked about the effect on the families.
Yes.
You know, the feeling, I just want to touch on this briefly. If you think you're worth more dead than you are alive, then you're wrong, because you have
Absolutely.
Something to offer to your families.
And I do think that any families I've talked to that have either helped their loved one through a suicide crisis or have lost somebody would tell you that they would do anything and everything. And I can say that because I've, you know, watched people go through the struggles of active suicide ideation and have come through it resilient, happy, viable citizens in this community that you wouldn't even think.
Right.
That have had these thoughts, because it is so common to have these thoughts.
So let's talk about, there is an anonymity that can be maintained.
Sure there is.
HIPAA rules and such, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Obviously, Centennial Mental Health, we operate off of strict HIPAA.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times people will say, you know, want to know if we've been connected to certain people in the community that maybe have attempted or died. We can't say anything.
Right.
And that's the great thing is yes, we're right there on Main Street, right across from McDonald's. I know it's a very public, you know, location, but when you come in, your anonymity, is very much preserved, because we really want people to come in, feel safe, feel like they can get the help that they need. And I know that the private providers in town are the same way. They really want people to come in and feel safe and feel like they can be very open and honest.
Feel safe. I love that, because that is then sanctuary.
It is absolute sanctuary. And, you know, it is not easy to sit down and talk about that these thoughts are happening and that you just don't know where to go.
Right.
But I will tell you that that's the first step. And one step forward can lead to great things down the path. So there are resources available. Also, I wouldn't even hesitate to put out there, too, that people's primary care doctors are really important in this as well.
Sure.
There can be a lot of times where something physical and mental can be going together. And so to have that conversation with your primary care physician can be really impactful as well.
Let's talk about other resources. The
Sure.
reason you're here today is my boss came back and said, wow, what a great training I just had. You offer training on suicide prevention.
We do. At Centennial, we have a variety of different trainings. One that your boss went through is our hour-long training mm-hmm. called QPR, which is Question, Persuade, and Refer. Very basic on how to talk to somebody about suicide, persuade them to get help, because there is persuasion in there,
mm-hmm.
and then referring them to get help. But then we have trainings as long as 2 days, which is our suicide intervention training, which is ASSIST. And ASSIST is, I think people think, gosh, 2 days about suicide intervention. It takes 2 days to really get that model down of how to help somebody. Those that are on the hotline numbers, and I'll talk about those in a minute, are trained in ASSIST.
Okay.
So it's Good. Very much a nationally, internationally renowned program.
So, when do you give these trainings? When you have enough people interested in them?
We do, and especially if a community is asking for them. We've had quite a bit of tragedy in Morgan County.
Yes.
And so we are doing a lot more in Morgan County right now, just because people need answers to how to help. You know, we can't take away these tragedies, but we can give them new tools that can help in the future, hopefully.
So it was very much the community itself that stepped up, made the phone call to Centennial and said, let's get some training going.
Yeah. You know, our regional operations director, Courtney Mendoza, is on the Chamber of Commerce and had a conversation with the chamber. And that's how that became available. And we're planning on offering at least two more just to the general public. But we can do those anywhere at any time. And so we also have mental health first aid trainings. And mental health first aid is to identify mental illness. 90% of people who die or attempt suicide either have an undiagnosed or a diagnosed mental illness. So it's really critical that we talk about that as well.
This is not only is it a difficult problem to talk about, it's also a very complicated one.
It is complicated.
So, We're going to give out two phone numbers right now. First is to Centennial Mental Health. If you are interested, a group or organization sure. could get this training, right?
Absolutely. All they have to do is call me at the office. That number is 970-522-4549. Mm-hmm. And we can get that on the schedule and get that going in the community. And then there is a couple of hotline numbers. One is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number, which does have that capacity for veterans. I mean, the minute they call it, they dial, they push number one, it takes them to Veteran Affairs.
Okay.
And that number is 1-800-273-TALK. And okay. TALK is 8255.
Okay.
And that number has been around forever. If they call it in the state of Colorado, it is answered here locally in the Denver metro area, which is helpful because we're connected to them. And the other number they can call is our statewide crisis number. It's new. It came from the governor's office about 7-8 months ago was when they really launched it.
Okay.
And really, it's about any kind of crisis. So if somebody feels that they're in crisis, they're in crisis. And so takes away kind of that suicide part of it, but it's about suicide.
Okay.
Also. And that is 1-844-493-TALK again. So.
And that's toll-free as well.
It is toll-free, absolutely.
844-493-8255. And of course, I write these numbers down and I keep them here. I put them on sticky notes because I'm old. But I write them down. I put them here in the studios because I want people to call.
Absolutely. And what I tell people to do is put them in their cell phones. We all have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't, you probably at least can have a sticky note. Absolutely. But to keep them around.
If you don't have to be in fear that someone you love is imminently going to attempt suicide. If you have concerns that they may, call these numbers. They're there for that too.
Absolutely. Anybody, anytime. And talk about good anonymity. You can tell them what you want to, what you don't want to.
All right.
And that's a huge thing too for people to feel that they are being respected. I'll tell you, that's the biggest component of all of this is that we must give people respect during a suicide crisis. We really want to save them. I think people in my profession or people that are caregivers in general really want to save a person, but we really need to be really respectful of their needs and know that we're going to do everything we can to keep them safe.
It may seem fantastic to us. It may seem beyond, not fantastic in the good way, but I mean, it may seem like a fanciful thing to us that, oh, come on, there's no way in the world you'd ever do that. But you don't want to articulate that because what they're feeling is real.
Absolutely. You know, for me, sometimes nothing's harder than when you do think that somebody has everything together and looks like they have this great life and they're thinking about suicide and all you can see is all this great stuff. You know, they have a great family, they have a great job, but that's not what they're feeling right now.
Yeah.
They feel like suicide really is something that they are thinking of.
Yeah. The permanent answer to temporary questions. Miranda Miller has been my guest this hour, and I could talk to you for hours. We'll get back to the music for folks because they do need to take a breath and step back for a minute. But I can only thank you from the depths of my heart for coming in and helping do this. And I would like to talk with you more about it.
We will do that. Thanks, Andy.
Miranda Miller from Centennial Mental Health. Again, the number to Centennial, 522-4549. And if you would like to get some training, call that number and get that set up. Miranda, thanks again.
Thanks, Andy.